You are listening to Bit Podcast, a business podcast series produced by Bitpod on behalf of PKF Malta.
Hello and welcome to the second Bitpod for 2023. Today we will be discussing women's roles in society, and with us today we have Maria Formosa, who will be sharing her story with us today. Maria is the executive secretary of ALS Malta, which was founded by her husband, Bjorn Formosa, who is also an ALS patient. ALS Malta has provided a home where patients can live and have the necessary care for the past 7 years. Maria is the permanent caregiver of her husband as well, and she also participates in campaigns and organizes events. In 2022, Maria was named Woman of the Year for her outstanding work within our society. She is a real inspiration to all of us. So hello, Maria, and thank you for accepting our invitation.
Hi, thank you for your invite.
So first of all, could you share with our listeners your story? So how did you meet Bjorn, and what led you to dedicate your life to help people with ALS?
Okay, so I met Bjorn at junior college. We had friends in common. Then we drifted apart. Everyone took his own path, university, new jobs, relationships. Then years after, back in 2015, I was scrolling through the daily news before going to sleep, and I came across Bjorn's face in a picture for an article in Zoom. It was his first interview, actually. He was speaking about this disease. I didn't even know what it was. I could read it was a sad story, but since I had lost contact, I decided to contact him and show him my support. I started off being a volunteer from the very first event, because the day after he was going to do the first ice bucket challenge. And well, actually he started to ask me for help, even to put on clothes or drive him to events and meetings, partially because he really started needing help because he started losing his abilities, and partially because he found it as a good excuse to make me follow him everywhere. I'm very emotional and sympathetic, almost like maternal. So I really took it at heart, this need he had. And this news that had changed his life, like at such a young age, it affected me a lot. I always thought that it could have been me. So I could empathize a lot and put myself into his shoes. Seeing the lack of awareness and services that were missing related to this disease, Bjorn himself wanted to offer whatever he found helpful for himself and share it with others. This is how it started. I was carried away by his energy, his will, his heart, all his heart he put into things, and I just followed suit. Speaking to each other and putting your whole life into each other, you give something different to others. It's like having each other, having other patients who are passing through this ordeal, being together in a home and helping each other, even their families. It's a great satisfaction.
No, it sounds like a very, very incredible story. I mean, how the two of you help and bounce off each other. It's something very that a lot of couples look up to as well. Moving on to the topic that we will be discussing today. What do you think is the role of women in our society?
Okay, I think women can have any role in society. I mean, it's not because, of course, I'm a woman, but I think men and women alike can do anything as long as they have the drive, they put their heart to it, and full potential, and find also the right people. Together, they can work it out and achieve goals.
I completely agree on this one with you. I don't think we should be distinguishing between men and women, so I am completely on board. Next question. What gives you strength to deal with your challenges each and every day?
Well, I must admit, it's not easy. It's not a good day every day. I'm not always strong, or as strong as I might seem. I pass through my rough patches. Only maybe I try to hide it or not share it with anyone around who is facing more difficulties than I. I try to remind myself that there are others who are passing through rough times, through this like me as well, and who need our help. I just try to focus on the big picture and beyond the hurdle right across me, as nothing comes easy, but hurdles and bad days are there to teach us and make us experience to be ready for even harder ones, or learn how to give everything and every problem its proper weight. How you look at problems makes also the difference in which, in how you face them, and giving them also the proper weight, I think.
I agree as well.
And now for a quick intermission. At PKF Malta, we are enthusiastic about encouraging startups to flourish. We provide a wide range of professional services necessary for startups to take off, such as assistance with company formation, license applications, setting up bank accounts, auditing, accounting, and tax advice. We've also founded Bitpod, which provides startups with readily available office space. Email us on info@pkfmalta.com to find out more.
So what is your biggest or proudest achievement so far?
Well, my proudest achievement, I must say, I did my degree and it was an achievement, but mainly every time we get to welcome someone into Darbjorn, it's a really proud moment for me, because although the unfortunate situation that someone need to be admitted in Darbjorn, there is the satisfaction that these people, along with other families, have found the appropriate place, the professional help, and the peace of mind. My biggest satisfaction is also seeing that their families are also being affected by this help. As I was saying, it's not only the patient that is affected by this disease, but also their families. And giving help and seeing the relief of their families that know that they are in a better environment, it gives me a lot of satisfaction.
And you should be very satisfied, because both you and Bjorn are helping so many people. So it's something really, really to be proud of, I think.
Thank you.
So how do you empower yourself and women around you?
Well, I show my empathy. I listen to them. It makes such a difference when someone just stops and listens to you, even if they don't say anything. You just listen to someone, you stop someone and ask, how are you? I show them my full support and understanding, and that we are in this together. There is nothing one cannot achieve if you put all of your will and heart into it. I tell them to give their all with no regrets, and the rest will come into place. And it's hard to understand this, but when we are tired, we look around and I think that there is help, even if in a friend or in something, gives us joy.
So tying in with this question, so what advice do you have for women who want to do more or achieve more in their life?
I advise everyone, first of all, not to lose time over nitty-gritties or silly things. Make the most of the time, empower each other, even if by a word. Do sport, which gives me the right mindset for everything. I really vouch in doing something physical. And focus and always look ahead. If you put the right focus, you empower yourself and I'm sure you will get it right. In your heart, there's the answer to everything. We just need to listen carefully to oneself, stop and listen to us mainly. Learn to say no when needed. And have respect to ourselves and to others, and do not be afraid to push harder.
That's very nice. And I think you said something which is very important, to say no when needed. So I think a lot of people need to still learn this, which is very, very important.
Yes, I agree totally. Sometimes we get carried away, or we just follow or do like others do. And it's not even good for us. So we have to listen to ourselves and say no when needed. Makes the whole difference.
We have to also put a bit yourself first and learn what is important for you. I agree.
Respect yourself always.
I agree completely. Thank you so much for being with us, Maria. This is all the questions from my end. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, I just wish you a good day and thank you for inviting me.
The pleasure was all mine. So I am sure that your story will be very inspiring to our listeners and empower a lot of women as well, as you always do. I also invite all of our listeners to stay up to date with our social, as we will be having other interesting discussions. Thanks once again, Maria, for tuning in, and have a lovely day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to Bit Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.